Welcome to The Real Money Show, the number 18778-SILVER, the website, guildhallwealth.com. We're going to be talking about physical precious metals. My name is Jeremy Wiseman. I'm joined by Jerry Caraya. And Jerry, we've got a full dance card today about things that we wanted to discuss. Hopefully we can get through it all, talking about countries that are importing, what China's telling its investing public about precious metals. Want to get into the update on the Air Canada theft of physical gold, and talk about some of the things that are happening politically in Canada as well, and how Canadians can affect change of the things that we're seeing, because I think the consensus is it's a disaster at this point, which is not a laughing matter at all, but that is what it is. So that being said, let's start with what we're seeing in the precious metals market, because we are seeing great things happening in the precious metals market. There is definitely opportunity all over the place when it comes to physical precious metals. You know, Jerry, this year alone, gold started off at 2062. And I remember we were talking to our clients like, hey, take the win. You know, we're trading at 2000. It would be great if we can consolidate here for 6 months. And within 4 months, we're trading just shy of $2,400 an ounce. It's a $350 move up. It's just over 16% gains in gold. Silver has been absolutely spectacular. We started the year at $2,379. As we're recording the show today, it's trading at $2,875. That's U.S. spot price. So that's about a $5 move or 20% gain. And I can definitely tell you, my own personal portfolio, I watch my Questrade account, and it's up 20%. Mm-hmm. It's really nice to see that, especially given these times where it's like, you know, we were talking before the show. I just moved, and I got my hydro bill, and I'm trying to ascertain, is this because...
is this normal?
Is this supposed to be normal, or are there hidden taxes now? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand the pricing. So I'm asking you if it's normal, or if prices have just gone up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough to gauge, and it's, you know, we're in a new territory, Jeremy. I don't think we're going back to the way things were.
Yeah, definitely. It's the economy, stupid, and prices are really hiking up all over the place. So it's nice to see an asset like physical gold and silver that is continuing to build in value all the time.
Yes.
And it's very clear that this year we have entered the bull market. Just before the show, you and I were talking about that this week. Again, we've confirmed that the bull market's happening. Every analyst out there is saying, confirmed, we are now in a bull market.
Yes,
especially
yes.
Since gold broke well above 2000, got above 21, got above 22. We're in a bull market.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen a lot of clients who have had to have patience, exercise patience in the silver market. Anyone who's bought in the last year, I mean, congratulations, you're doing fantastically well. Mm-hmm. If you bought maybe 2 years ago at $28, you're back to break even, you're ready to go. But I saw a lot of clients getting more product into the market, happy with what they're seeing.
Yeah, we saw that this week. We're just catching our breath. It was such a busy week, and congratulations to those. It was a week of reviews, and for me, it was a week of review of spending some good quality time with some I call legacy clients. It was amazing to see these people exuberant regarding their portfolio, just very excited to see where things have gone. Maybe some a little too early, you know. We read between the lines, you know. Us investors in precious metals, we're a little bit too early at times, but we know the reasons why we're buying gold and silver. And today, we know the reasons are paying off. The reasons for gold and silver are screaming before our eyes. The noise in the market right now, we're trying to filter through a lot of news. You know, just last night, we're recording on the Friday. Drone warfare now. We're just seeing back and forth. And it's just, you know, we saw gold break through over 2430. But it was a week of reviews going back to that. A lot of people are, you know, reloading. They tippy-toed into the market. You know, your mantra of crawl, walk, run. For sure. Now people are walking and we're getting into the run. And the run is going to happen. When that gold price, we're inching over 2400 gold right now. Silver's going to break above $29 into the 30. When that happens, this is going to be easy to do, especially when gold, because gold does not have resistance. There's no ceiling for gold right now. So it's going to be easy. There's no resistance. And you're just going to see how things play out. You know, what's going to be the breaker? What will affect the other? These are truly, like Kevin says, it's a domino. It's a domino game we're playing, and dominoes are falling. And there's going to be a few dominoes left. And we know which two dominoes, the dominoes that we play, are silver and gold. And they're going to be standing at the end, that's for sure.
Yeah, so let's talk about that a little bit. The number, 1-877-8-SILVER. The website, guildhallwealth.com. If you want to own physical precious metals, you give us a call. You can do it in your registered account. You can buy it direct. You can put it into a depository. And, you know, since people are going to be very concerned about capital gains, you know, this is an honor system thing. We can't give advice, but we don't report to the government because it's a personal use item. Certainly in the TFSA, you don't have to worry about that, which you can buy physical gold in a TFSA. But Jerry, just to getting back to your point here, let's talk about some of the there's a lot of different factors. There's technical factors. There's the industrial side of the market. Let's talk about the geopolitical factors that are driving the market. And when I say geopolitical, I'm talking more about the financial structures around the world that are driving the prices of the metals. We've talked about the inverted pyramid, Exter's pyramid, that there's just so much debt. There's so many countries, including Canada, where you've gone past the debt to GDP. You can't get out of it. You cannot get out. If the Fed raised rates, you destroy the economy. The economy can't take it. If you lower rates, you throw in the towel on inflation. But if you raise rates, it's actually inflationary because everything ends up costing more, mm-hmm. right? And so you're trapped. You're in a Fed. Yeah. You're in a debt trap. There is no way out. There is no way out. All of that borrowing just got a lot more expensive at the top of that pyramid.
Is it ever?
And so how are you going to get out of it? You've got to run to safety, right?
Absolutely. And this is the reason why we're seeing the run to safety, not just people, individuals. We're seeing countries running to safety. We've seen since the weaponization of the dollar against Russia after the Ukraine, the operation, the gold price is just decoupled. We're now seeing a correlation between U.S. yields and gold. What is that? Yes, we are seeing a correlation between that. Gold is showing the issues with the problem. There were cracks all along. The cracks are getting wider.
Well, just talking about the bond market, the treasury market, you would think that if you raised rates, you would encourage people to say, oh, I can get interest. Isn't that one of the reasons why people don't like gold? Because it doesn't pay interest. But if the real return on your GIC or in the States on your bond or treasury is you're getting 4-5%, but in the real world, you're losing 5%, then it's no good. You look for an alternative.
Mm-hmm. The classic arguments have become sort of null and void. You know, this is a different ballgame. The debts don't matter until they do. This is a debt trap. And there is only one way out, which is the reval. That's the way I've seen it. The gold revaluation accounts are on tap. You know, Jan Nieuwenhuis talked about that, brought that news up, that the Central Bank of Netherlands has an account that will revalue gold like they did before, from $20 gold to $35. This can happen again. And to me, that would be the only solution.
Well, I was listening to an interview with Jim Willey, and he's a colorful character, but he's got some great information. And he was talking about that banks have been buying physical gold, and they're doubling up on their positions. In other words, they're getting ready too, because how are you going to pay for all these debts? Well, if you've bought gold at 24 and it goes to 10,000, you got yourself a good way out, mm-hmm. right?
Well, it's good for the banks, but they sell their clients the ETFs. Isn't that funny?
Yes. And we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about the demonizing of gold a little later. But tell us about some of the ways that people can get involved in the market, Jerry.
Numerous ways. We've been doing this since 2002, and people want to buy the physical. They no longer want to buy the paper, so you want to come in and pick it up. If you're away, if you're in Vancouver, if you're, you know, we help Americans, Canadians, all across North America. We deal remotely, so if you want to take delivery, we offer free shipping over 1,000 right to your door or the closest Canada post office to your location. Tracking is provided. It's fully insured. And then you start allocating more. If you want to hold it in the vault, this is outside of the banking system, fully allocated, titled. And if you have you know, a portfolio, talking about registered accounts, RSPs, TFSAs. We've been handling rollovers just nonstop. Guildhall can do it in our sleep, and we can do it really quickly for you.
And on that point, how liquid is it? If someone's buying physical gold in their RSP, how quick is it for them to get out of the gold market? You know, I would think people like the paper because they feel like they can get in and out quick. How liquid is holding physical metal in a portfolio?
Such a happy story this week at a client that bought just before the summer last year, mid-summer last year. And he's like, I got to sell it. I'm buying a house. He had to put down a deposit in the afternoon. He received the check from us. He loved the investment. Not only was he up 26%, but he was able to get what he needed for the bank right away. Because you know, when you're applying for a mortgage, there is a, you know, time constraints. So it was immediate. The liquidity is there. Normally it's a T+2 trade day +2 days, but Guildhall, we get that money back to you right in your hands right away. Liquidity is the most important thing. And most of our clients who are high net worth individuals, which we help as well, they can care less about all the inflationary talk, stagflation talk that we talk about, supply and demand. At the end of the day, Jerry, when I need to sell and I need to get back into cash, how quickly can I get it? Well, there's no better thing than gold and silver for you. It's immediate access, immediate liquidity.
Yeah, you give us a call. We sell right away. It's very easy. If you'd like to learn more, give us a call, 1-877-8-SILVER. The website, guildhallwealth.com, and we'll take you through step by step. It is amazingly simple. But if you've never purchased precious metals before, you got to start somewhere. So you can even go to guildhallpreciousmetals.com, pick up a 10-ounce bar of silver, a tube of maples, 1-ounce bar of gold. That's going to really get your feet wet so you understand how it all works. And then you'll see it really is amazingly simple and uncomplicated. The number, 1-877-8-SILVER, the website, guildhallwealth.com. More to come on The Real Money Show on 640 Toronto. Welcome back to The Real Money Show, the number 1-877-8-SILVER, the website, guildhallwealth.com. There is no doubt that these are fragile times. These are, times that unprecedented in terms of what's happening in the financial system, what's happening politically. It's just absolutely crazy. And you want something that's dependable. You want something that's strong, something that has lasted for lifetimes. And that's where physical gold and physical silver really come into play. They've outlasted civilizations. How about that? They've outlasted civilizations. It's real money because it's a store of value. You can't destroy it. You cannot destroy it. It doesn't erode. It doesn't corrode. You can melt it into something else. So it's got a function. It's got an innate value. And this is why people are gravitating towards it. But another reason they're gravitating towards it, Jerry, is that the Federal Reserve can't make up its mind. And I really do like listening to a lot of the real estate blog people because they're really into this. And it's like, oh, we're on the same page with all of these things. In fact, I heard one guy talk about the gold to house ratio.
Okay.
And which is something I talk about with my clients every day, that, hey, gold is becoming, you're able to buy more house with your gold every year.
We love them both.
But what's the ratio? When do you have the perfect amount of, when you have the peak purchasing power of gold? But I digress. Let's talk about the Federal Reserve for a moment. There are people who think they're going to raise. There's people who are going to drop. We've done the whole pivot talk, right? My personal opinion, I think they're stuck. I think you raise rates, it's bad. I think if you lower rates, you're throwing in the towel. I look at the Fed, they did nothing for the better part of 8 years. So I think they're not going to do anything either. I think they're going to talk, and I think they're going to try to do nothing until their hand is forced. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happens in a crisis, yeah, but I know that they're not going to do anything until they're forced to do something. Mm-hmm. So to talk about, oh, they'll just drop them.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
I agree. I think they'll wait until the 11th hour before they make a move. The move will be down, and this is my opinion. Rate cuts usually happen after rate hikes, and that's just what happens. And they've already hiked pretty aggressively to the point where now the servicing of all of that debt now exceeds the military budget, which is insane. But you know what we're seeing now is we're seeing a support on both sides for cuts and for rate cuts, and even a delay in rate cuts. I know for the last few weeks, I've been saying rate cuts is the thing that is supporting gold and silver. But right now we're seeing delays. They're pushing it from June cuts to September. And who knows? Paul's saying we may not even see cuts this year. I argue that we will. But it's actually supporting gold and silver, which is an anomaly.
You're saying the delay is supporting gold and silver.
Yes. Okay. What we're seeing right now is a stock. The stock markets are on a losing streak. Gold is strong. And this is because gold has been rising, yes, because of the safe haven, because it's a safe haven and has that appeal, but it's not as reliant on rate cuts as a stock market is. The stock market is the market that
they need that juice.
They need the juice. They need the cut. And if they're not getting the cuts, they're jumping out and they're heading where? Into the gold. So it's supporting the gold and the silver market. It's like you're damned if you do and if you're damned if you don't. It's all roads are leading to gold right now. It's a very interesting time. So whether they cut now or if they hold, it's great for gold and silver.
So let's talk about silver's cup and handle. Mike Maloney did a video. You've obviously, I think you're part of the drinking game for cup and handle. I actually even had a client send me a joke email because he knows about your cup and handle. But when we talk about the cup and handle, Mike Maloney, who, you know, he's a longtime analyst in the market, has a company. He's great. If you've never checked out his stuff, he's really good at explaining things and the whole world of the metals. So he was talking about the cup and handle, looking at the full thing, saying if you take one side of the cup, it would be 1980 at $50. The second side of the cup is 2011 at $50 silver. And then over the last basically 10 years, you have the handle side of it, and that it's completed its handle, and that from here, the takeoff is going to be ballistic. Where can it go to? He was positing, can't tell for sure. You have to calculate all of the debts that have come into play since 1980. You have to calculate all of the value of things since 1980. You have to take in CPI. There's too many factors to look at. But if you start to try to look at some of them, you can come up with triple digit silver is a no-brainer. It's almost inevitable.
Yes.
$50 silver is a joke. Triple digit silver is inevitable. Now, is it 200 or 800 is the question that mm-hmm. he was asking. Mm-hmm. And then you have people who've looked at this cup and handle and said, probably O'Grady out of Switzerland, or, you know, saying, oh, it could go to thousands.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what Grady said this week into the upper thousands. Okay. And he X'd or tweeted, as we like to say, it's a very big picture. It says a massive divergence. So this is a consolidation. The cup and handle goes back. This is a 43 year cup and handle. So longer something consolidates, the higher the ascension. So we don't know. But what Octavio Costa does at Crescat Capital, you know, he built a good case for the demand for silver and why this is going to triple digits. And it was an amazing diagram that's just, you know, where silver is in reference to the various parts of life. You know, silver is an inflationary asset. It protects against inflation. It's also a monetary metal. It's historically undervalued. And this whole green deal, the green revolution, all of these things captured together now, you have an amazing case for silver. And the topside potential, we don't know where it's going to go, but it's going to be epic. Silver is a coiled spring. I personally see it heading into the triple digits and mid to upper triple digits. When? We don't know. It's I believe it can happen within 2 to 5 years, to be honest with you.
Well, I was listening to, as I said earlier in the first segment, I was listening to Jim Willey. He said it could be at $50. He didn't say, he was very confident. He didn't say it could be at 50. He said it will be at 50 within months.
Yeah.
And we have to wrap our minds around that we're going to be at these new levels. Before we even got up to 28, Jerry, I thought it would take a year to get to $28, to be honest. I thought we'd get up to 28, and then at some point, we're going to break through that 30. Now, this $30 price line is very integral to the overall market because it's really the line in the sand that the powers that be have been trying to keep. You know, there's stories about Janet Yellen flying to China, tell them to please stop producing silver, stop buying it all. Meanwhile, you know, John Forrest Little's wife was in China, and she was saying, now I know it's anecdotal, but she was saying that there, if you're not familiar with John Forrest Little, he's been on our show a bunch of times. Go to YouTube and check out some of our interviews. It's amazing stuff what he's been tracking. And anyway, his wife saying in China, they are telling their citizens to buy silver. And we know that they're importing all of the silver and it's moving from west to east. But that isn't even any of it. Forget that you've got billions of people that could be entering the physical market. If you thought silver squeeze was crazy when we got up to $31 an ounce after the silver squeeze and they were able to quote unquote tamp it down. And when they did, they changed the prospectus on the ETFs.
That's
saying
right.
We don't really need to have physical metal in there for people buying, which ironically, now you look at the ETFs and there's a divergence. Why is open interest in the participation in the ETFs going up, but the physical metal backing it is going down? Well, that's a pretty obvious problem, right? What if someone wanted to take delivery? Oh, by the way, you can't take delivery from an ETF unless you're well on your way to being way past accredited investor. You've got to be a whale because they won't touch you, right?
Yeah.
There's no reason for them to accommodate. This is their product. Don't you understand? It's their product. You paid for it. Thank you very much. Now someone else is buying it. And we don't know who the big buyer is. They're saying it's probably Asia is the big buyer. But there is a new buyer in the market. This is beyond all of the other issues that we've talked about. We just happen to have also a new buyer. Now check this out, Jerry. Bix Weir, who does great research, he's saying India imported over $8 billion worth of silver in the past year. $8 billion, that's 320 million ounces. That's more than half of the entire production of silver for the year. And they imported it into India. So you've got India and China acquiring mass quantities of silver. Oh, and by the way, China's putting it all into solar power, which I think is a misallocation.
Mm-hmm.
But me personally... But you don't have enough to cover the solar power, the Green New Deal anyway. That's an ideological type of pursuit.
Very virtuous, yes.
Very virtuous, which we'll get into soon. So this is what's going on.
This
the
is
demand
huge.
Is massive, and we're sitting at $28. I've got to rethink this. I've got to get used to $50 silver myself because I've been at this way too long. I got to get used to it.
You have to try to picture what's happening. We're talking about the entire country, that China. It was fun. It was when the country was encouraging, just seeing a country encouraging, own some gold, guys. Own some gold, whether it be in South Korea, whether it be in Vietnam. Buy gold. That was the go-to. I have some advice. Buy some gold. Now they flipped the switch to silver. This is exciting stuff because remember what we're talking about. We're talking about global financial assets here, an extras pyramid. If all of those assets at the top, jump into the finite market, at the very tip now of silver, the silver bullet market, you will eliminate the ounces. So this is the silver squeeze, this is going to be, times infinity here.
Okay, I'm going to take the other side. Well, Jerry, then how come the price hasn't taken off yet?
Well, you know, there's a lot of the old guard that has to relent right now. The pricing mechanism, there we're seeing a contrast between East versus West, obviously. And, you know, financial planners even know this. In Toronto, we have Carrasco, who talks about all the time from Canaccord Genuity. We see this. This is a big divergence. They're going to let go. But we're going to have to see something happen with the COMEX. As the ETFs get drained, if the big whale who comes and cannot take delivery of their silver, we have a big problem at our hands. We have the cascading of the derivatives market. It can get very ugly. So things have to happen in the paper market first. And this is the reason why countries, they're telling people, get into the gold market. Not ETFs. They didn't tell their clients or the citizenry to get into the gold ETFs. Do yourself a favor and get physical silver. That was the go-to. So remember that when you want to get your hands on some physical silver, it's in the phone number, 1-877-8-SILVER. Give us a call today. Go to the website, guildhallpreciousmetals.com. We have combos. If you're not too sure what you want to buy, you want to get a little mix of silver bars and some silver coins. There's no better gift to get someone, get your kids started with a silver combo. We have a 50-ounce combo, 100-ounce combo, and Guildhall, we have the best prices in silver. Go check out Costco, give us a call, and then we can do something on the price.
The number again, 1-877-8-SILVER, the website, guildhallwealth.com. It's essential to protect yourself. It's essential to protect your family. You've got home insurance, car insurance, life insurance, time to get that wealth insurance. We're running out of time to be able to really take advantage of this opportunity, because it's going to get harder and harder to get the physical metal, and you're only going to have to pay higher and higher prices with higher and higher premiums. Give us a call. It's time to get involved. Again, you can do it in a registered account. You can buy it direct, take it home. You can buy it, hold it in a vault for ease of liquidity and insurance and security. Guildhallwealth.com. It's the Real Money Show on 640 Toronto. More to come. Welcome back to The Real Money Show, the number 1-877-8-SILVER, the website, guildhallwealth.com. Precious metals really shelter you from the economic disasters that we are going to see. And if you think that the multiple debts, if you think that a $1 trillion every 100 days to the debt in U.S. is not going to affect you, you're kidding yourself. I see a lot of people, Jerry, blackpilling. A lot of people blackpilling. Okay, what's a black pill? So everyone knows Matrix, red pill, blue pill. Red pill is you wake up, you're going to find out what really is happening. And blue pill, go back, go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Right?
You don't want to know.
You don't know. Live don't in the Matrix. Know. You don't want to know anything that's happening. There's a lot of people still like that, honest. But, you know, when you see the economic times that we're going through, you see the criminality things that you're going through, it wakes a lot of people up. But when you wake up, blackpilling in my mind, okay, so the red pill is waking up to what's going on. The blackpilling in my mind is when, if you've seen The Matrix, Neo wakes up and you're wearing, you know, I liked it. Very Diesel. You know, they're wearing these clothes, but you go, I got to eat this drool for the rest of my life. I'm on this Nebuchadnezzar. Like, where's the flowers? It you doom out, right? You think, oh my gosh, this is not living. This is I'm losing.
Yes.
And that's blackpilling. Mm-hmm. But I've come to realize that blackpilling is, a lot of it is just cognitive dissonance. It's that you have a certain way of thinking about the world, and that is being very much questioned. And you're learning. And like, listen, my 5.5-year-old, he hates learning. He flips out and then he kind of eases into it. But that initial, like, we're going to learn something right now, mm-hmm. can't handle
resistance,
it.
Resistance,
so much resistance. And then you get over the hump you're ready to take it all in. It's amazing to watch. That's what's happening right now to a lot of people. A lot of people. You know, you see what's going on in Canada. They're hiking taxes. Inflation is destroying the economy. The policies are destroying the economy. And the funny thing is people think it's going to buy votes. I don't want to get too political, but you can't buy votes if you're being robbed on the subway or your car's being stolen. You can't buy that vote.
No, that's
right?
Gone.
They're not forever. Giving, the government isn't handing out Mercedes Benz, right? You can't buy that vote back.
Exactly.
But they still don't want you to own gold.
Hmm.
So we were talking before the show about this Air Canada event or happening. That big shipment from Zurich comes in through Canada and it gets stolen. They found most of the perpetrators, who are now all released out on bail, by the way. How about that?
Catch and release.
How about that? But in every article, I can't help but feel like they've demonized gold, that it's not something you want to own because either it can be stolen or what is it? It turns into black market. Like,
yeah,
tell me,
you're fueling the black market, right? It's because of its ability to be melted down and turn into other assets.
Oh, like cash could don't use cash because that could be black market.
That's right. You know, that's where I draw the line. You know, I'm seeing this trend of demonization. We've been talking about it. Don't buy gold. Now, if you're thinking of gold, maybe hesitate a little bit. because the gold market is potentially being used to funnel, you know, funnel crime money elsewhere. But this is just ultimately where we are today. It's crime-ridden. Society is breaking down because the currency, once the government and the powers that be rob us of our purchasing power, societies throughout history get dismantled. And this is what we're seeing. We're seeing crime through the roof. This heist is a heist, and it looks like corruption on the inside. Absolutely. Connect the dots. These guys are free. They're smiling. And who knows where the gold is? Right? So, you know...
Well, I'll tell you this, though. The gold won't end up in your product that's in your RSP or your TFSA, or you buy it direct from us, because it has to be LBMA approved, which means it's got to be ethically sourced. So Royal Canadian Mint has to source the product ethically, and then that's the product that goes into this product. So there are container bins full of cash, U.S. cash, sitting in ports all around the world, ready to be deployed to whatever they want to use it for, dark ops stuff. Okay.
That's right.
I know that's kind of crazy to think about, but that's how the world works. Okay. It works with cash and dirty money. So they could do the same with gold, but it's trapped. It's trapped until it gets seized. Mm-hmm. Just like the cops seized a lot of cash and guns and things like that. It gets seized. Right. So that's what we're hoping for, that the people can be made whole again. But we have to stop this criminality. But one of the things that's criminal, I'll tell you, besides taxation, is inflation. The fact that they steal it by stealth. Now everybody can see it. They're stealing your money by printing, by deficit spending. And the only way, and you want to know who told you this? Greenspan, the head of the Federal Reserve in the 90s, told you this. The only thing that you can prevent the theft through inflation is physical gold.
That's right. And that's what it is. It's ever since 1970, it's been a campaign and of demonizing the gold market. But we have the LBMA, love them or hate them, have implemented safeguards to ensure that the metal that we deal with at Guildhall is a chain. It's a closed loop chain of integrity. You're not getting in this chain. You know, they even have training on how to receive the shipment. It's all about the exchange, how we're going to hand off, unpacking, verifying, weighing, storing. They have databases. And plus, to be a part of the LBMA, you got to pay some enormous fees. So it's a huge club, and it's a club that helps us keep the market liquid and trustworthy. Anything outside of that, I really don't want any LBMA product. Do you, Jeremy?
No, not at all. And it has to be LBMA approved to be RSP eligible. And we only deal in LBMA approved product. But listen, they've been demonizing since 1971, when they lifted the gold standard and handed the keys to the printing press people. Because what they did is they said, gold is a pet rock. It doesn't pay you a dividend. It's volatile. So you don't want to own this. But if you really do, if you must insist, then please go with this financialized option vehicle that we have, an ETF, a gold-backed fund, a certificate, a gold fund. No offense to the financial people who run these things, but you don't own any of that product when you, quote-unquote, invest in those vehicles. So what happens? Well, the gold stays and plays with the financial operators. And so if you must insist on acquiring the gold, do it through an investment. That's their safeguard. That's if the demonizing didn't work. Meanwhile, gold is up 450% over the last 20 years in Canadian dollars. I don't know if you really needed anything else, but in terms of protecting, it's continued to do that over the last few years. And wait till you see where the prices go from here, because it's still incredibly undervalued. You want to learn more about that? Give us a call. We're happy to talk, as you can tell, about this subject. The number, 1-877-8-SILVER. The website, guildhallwealth.com. Stay tuned. One more segment to go, and you will not want to miss it. It's The Real Money Show on 640 Toronto. Welcome back to The Real Money Show. The number, 1-877-8-SILVER. The website, guildhallwealth.com. There is no doubt there is less dollars to go around, and every dollar counts. So make it count. Go with real money. Actual physical gold and silver. Now, I know there's going to be a cost to do that. It's a retail fabricated product. It's like buying new mugs at the store. It's like buying any retail item, like a t-shirt. There's costs that go into source that material, fabricate that material, package it, get it to a wholesaler, get it to a retail. I understand that there's a cost to buy real money in this sense. It's a lot cheaper than buying jewelry, where you're paying retail and you're paying for branding and you're paying for the craftsmanship of it. There's nothing wrong with it, but we're talking about owning real money. And so bullion does that. And there's different ways to do it. You can buy larger bars, like 100-ounce silver bars. Then you move into kilo bars, 10-ounce bars. And then if you're just getting started, or maybe you want that extra liquidity, you could do coins. Gold, same thing. You can go with a huge, not it's not a huge product, but a kilo bar, it's over $80,000. It's about the size of a cell phone. Great way to secure wealth. You could store it yourself, but you know, you can also go with 10-ounce bars or 1-ounce bars. The larger the bar, the lower the premium. But we're going to work with, we work with our clients to figure out a way to really do our best to get them the best price. But just like real estate, Jerry, you don't make money when you sell, you make it when you buy. You got to get into the market. You got to get it while it's low. And I truly believe that as this market rises, I'll tell you in silver specifically, the mines are not operating. You know, they're closing down mines. In Mexico, they're closing down open pit mining. There's other mines that have closed since COVID and never really reopened. You know, the mining stocks are suffering right now. It takes 2 years to get a mine up and going.
Mm-hmm.
So when everyone decides that they want to own silver and the price is slingshotting, you can't get any. And the premiums are going to go through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to wait till seeing is believing. You don't want to wait to $50 to finally believe it can get there. Dip a toe in the water, get started, get a feel for what it's about, and start building those relationships.
Absolutely. You know, with the premiums, this is the premiums are already showing that they're showing some topside acceleration. The smaller items being the coins and the 10-ounce bars are usually the ones that start moving higher on the premiums, Jeremy. So this is showing that the silver demand and the product is just simply not there. The turnaround is getting tighter. Premiums will rise, and it's, you know, we're building those relationships with people who are, you know, we're positioned in some miners as well, but we're also scratching our heads like, the price of silver is going through the roof. The price of gold is going through the roof now, breaking all-time highs almost every day. Why are the miners stalling out here? I believe the miners will eventually go, but when you see prices going up, when prices for diesel starts going through the roof, you know, mines, the expenses to run that mine and operation, it just becomes too far to handle. And, you know, when it comes down to quarterly earnings, many of the stocks are just not meeting and beating the street any longer. So it's going to take a little bit of time. But I do feel that there is some potential, a lot of potential in the miners. Don't get me wrong. But with the prices, you know, we're seeing prices going up through the roof already, you know, just to signal the start of spring into summer. We got summer fuel coming into the gas stations now. Another rise in the gas pumps.
But this is not a peak in the bull market. This is the beginning of the bull market. I think people have to understand that this is the beginning of something. This isn't the end. You've just seen a little bit of a nice move up, 20%, 15%. That's the beginning. It's not the end. You need to keep looking at the value of the metals. So look at the value for a moment. You just mentioned oil. Jerry, bang on for you. You talked about draining the strategic oil reserves, and you said there's going to be a problem, guys. And guess what? Now there's a problem. They haven't filled it back up, and the prices are rising. So how are they going to get them back down again?
You've already sold it off, and now they're heading into more geopolitical uprising. Yeah, we're seeing drones, but this thing's going to escalate even further into potential, you know, war. That was the whole point of the strategic reserves. The petroleum reserves was for times of war. This was obviously a method to try to keep the inflation down. Inflation keeps rising, and it's only going one way. This is a bad move, but it's showing that the countries are losing control of the currency. They're losing control of the narrative, and you know, the truth is going, you know, we're circling right back to the truth and where the value is, and it's in precious metals and resources.
So here's the truth. Just as we talked about earlier, India has acquired over 8 billion ounces of silver. China is telling people to buy silver. Mike Maloney is saying the cup and handle technically is completing itself, and we are ready for a massive takeoff in silver. The Fed is trapped. Raise rates. Inflation. Lower them. Inflation. Pick your poison. They're trapped. there's no way out of any of this. You need hard assets. You need real money. This is why we call it the Real Money Show. It's physical gold, physical silver. And also, I know we didn't talk about it today, but also the colored diamond market will start to take off pretty big. It's been pretty decent recently. I think that's going to be another market where people are going to realize you got to put your money somewhere where it's safe. Mm-hmm. And physical gold and silver are one of the safest places if you own it yourself. You've got to own it yourself. And if you can't hold it, you don't own it. Now, what does that mean? It means that with Guildhall, you can go to the vault and personally audit your holdings. You can hold it in your hand. And if it's an RSP and you want to pay the withholding tax, you can take delivery of that specific product. That is the acid test. If you cannot hold it, you don't own it. It doesn't mean if you can't hold it on your person, you don't own it. It means that if you can't go to that vault and personally hold that physical product in your hand, you don't really own anything. The idea is that that's what you want to do. And that's what we offer here at Guildhall Wealth. If you've missed a show, please check out our YouTube channel. We're also on Rumble. We're also on Telegram. Come join us on Telegram. We're putting some great content there, as well as on X. We've been putting some great content out on X, just gathering all of the great information that you heard today on the show. Get it first on X and just see what's happening in the physical market. Jerry, I want to thank you so much. You brought some great stuff with you today, and I want to thank our audience for joining us, as always, on The Real Money Show, and we really look forward to speaking with you next week. Again, the number 1-877-8-SILVER, the website guildhallwealth.com. It's The Real Money Show on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.